Welcome to Between the Lines, where we journey beyond the surface of Scripture with hosts David and Jonathan. Get ready to deepen your faith as we uncover the hidden gems of the Bible. Without further ado, here's our show.
Hey, with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, WVFF 97.7 Veterans for Freedom Radio. Coming to you in the middle of the book of Jeremiah. Amazing book of Isaiah and Jeremiah are completely applicable to today's Christian walk if you read between the lines. Jeremiah has been on a 23-year campaign to tell the children of Israel, turn around your hearts or else things worse than you've ever seen before are going to happen to you. Getting quite near the end in the last chapter, he was telling them that don't believe what all these false preachers and prophets are telling you, because it's really going to happen. And you can apply that today, Christian. Don't believe these feel-good religions. Don't believe these prosperity religions. God says one thing in this entire book: follow me with all your hearts. If you do, I'll bless you. If you don't, I will curse you. It's up to you. And once again, I'm going to reiterate the first covenant given to Abraham: follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children. And you notice in the lives of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, there was no law. They followed him with their hearts, and everything was pretty much legal. They took everything they wanted. They did everything that they wanted. When their children proved to God they couldn't follow him with their hearts, he laid the law on them as a punishment. And when David came along, David realized, wow, I can commune directly with God. He basically adopted the first covenant over the law again, following God with all your heart. And then he had his little episode where he got into excess with Bathsheba, adultery and murder and lying. And the interesting thing is, God didn't say, you know, how could you do that? He said, would I not have given you anything that you desired? You don't get that under the law. He says, if you wanted, I gave you everything that you have. And would I not have given you everything that you desired, except you went out on your own and started taking it, and I would have given it to you. So follow me with all your heart, and I will bless you abundantly. Jesus Christ came to restore the first covenant: follow me with all your heart and be baptized. Circumcision of the heart instead of the flesh, because it's all about the spirit. This flesh will die one day and turn to dust. God will not resurrect it. Hear what Pastor Billy Bob said. I don't particularly want mine. It's so full of titanium. I don't think it would get through the metal detectors into God's kingdom. But that's neither here nor there. We're in chapter 28. During, like I said, Jeremiah's 23-year campaign. And you got to read between the lines to catch that. If you just read this through a few times, you'll think, oh, well, Thursday he went over and told him. And then Friday he told him again. And the Saturday after that he told him again. But no, you read between the lines, you'll see it was a 23-year campaign to try to turn these people around. God is long-suffering. God will deal with you forever and ever and ever. And then there comes a time when you go too far, and he will not go any further with you, and he will lay the rod to you. Like he said about the Canaanites before the children of Israel got to inherit the land, he says, I'm dealing with these people there. I have covenants with them. They have not transgressed enough, but I know it's going to happen. And when they do, you guys just sit here in Egypt for 400 years. When they do, I'm going to move you into the land. Chapter 28, Book of Jeremiah. And it came to pass the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azor, the prophet, which was of Gibeon. Now we are right here near the end of his campaign, because Zedekiah is the last king before taken into captivity into Babylon, spake unto me in the house of the Lord in the presence of the priests and of all the people, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 full years will I bring again unto this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. Now this is a lying prophet, because in the chapter before, God said, even if they come and tell you that, and you got to go back a few chapters and understand that when the king of Babylon came 3 kings ago for the first time to put them under tribute, The king robbed the house of the Lord to pay him off. And then they were under tribute, and then they rebelled, and they were under tribute, and they rebelled. 3 times they rebelled. And God even told them, you know, I'm trying to punish you guys for all of your disobedience. And it was first in my heart to have you carried away. And then, you know what? In my mercies, if you just allow yourselves to be tributes of the king of Babylon, I'll let you stay in your land. That'll be punishment enough. God is a good father. I mean, it's like my dad was. He originally wanted to beat me. Sometimes he would decide not to, but every once in a while, but mostly no, the beatings normally came, but they were all good. I'm a better man for it. So he told him in the last chapter, even if someone comes and tells you the vessels that were given away by Hezekiah. Now this is Hezekiah here. Hezekiah gave them away. Even if they're going to bring those, that, no, it's not. It's a lie. And you got to understand, Christian, this is applicable to you, because there are a lot of lies coming from the pulpits in a lot of churches and on televisions nowadays. This feel-good message, this prosperity message, no, it is anti-Christ.
Mm-hmm.
God never said he was going to make you a rich carnal person. He said, if you follow me with all your hearts, I'll give you all the desires, but you're not going to do it on your own. It's going to be a blessing from heaven. And it requires is to follow him with all the heart. So here we have a false preacher coming in, because Jeremiah has been preaching it in their ears for years now that destruction and captivity is coming. Oh no, we got this preacher here from Shiloh area. He's coming over today, and he says he has a message directly from God.
And it's good news.
Yes, it is good news, Jeremiah. So you just be quiet. He says, oh no, king of Babylon, God has destroyed his power, and he's even going to send the vessels back.
By
camel train. So, this place, and carry them to Babylon, and I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim. Oh, Jehoiakim's the one who gave it all away. That's right. Sorry, misspoke a moment ago. Hard to keep these hundreds and hundreds of names fresh in your memory. King of Judah, with all the captivities of Judah that went into Babylon, saith the Lord, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. And the prophet Jeremiah said unto the prophet Hananiah, in the presence of the priests and in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of the Lord. I just got a little side note here. Hananiah had been a prophet of God, and probably still was. But at this time, he apparently was not in favor with God, was not following God with all his heart, because he is there giving false prophecy. And we see that many, many books back, when God wanted something to happen in the land, he's up there with the hosts of heaven, and he says, I need a spirit to go and tell lies into the prophet's ears in Israel. And one of the evil spirits in heaven, and you do understand, God is in charge of good, bad, and indifferent, light and darkness. He's in control of all of it. There are many, many fallen angels, and when he requires it, they work for him. One of them stepped forward immediately and says, I will do it, my king. And he says, go and tell these prophets this lie. And this angel was very glad to do it. Believe it or not, it's in this book. And it's not bad. Deception in the time of warfare is the greatest truth. And there is a spiritual warfare going on for the souls of men in this life. God will break all the rules when necessary to sustain the souls of men. Believe that. Next time you look at somebody that's all tattooed up and calls themselves a Christian,
because God will paint them that way some way, sometimes, so they can go places that you can't. Pretty white, urban Christian, you know? Next time one of them comes into your church and sits down next to you, and you scoot over 18 inches immediately, think about that.
Start thinking about if they're going to pickpocket you or whatever. Yeah. Like, all the thoughts that come in.
Maybe they smell a little bit like sweat instead of aqua velva. And we know that on Sunday, you got to either smell like high karate or aqua velva.
That's right.
The leisure suit requires it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I did notice something with this prophet who's speaking here, too, or quote-unquote prophet. All right. This is the first time I've seen the opening saying that the prophet says, "Thus speaketh the Lord."
Speaketh the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord. Everyone else up until this point, it says, "Thus saith the Lord."
Yeah.
Up till this guy.
Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts.
Now, I know that might be minute.
Yeah.
But it's...
And they King James even put a capital L there.
Yeah.
So, that you know what that tells me with the capital L there? That was delivered by an angel from God as a false message.
Yeah, it's a test because did you listen to Jeremiah the whole time that he's talking to you?
Excellent catch. That false word came directly from God, because in the last chapter he told him, even if this false word comes, don't believe it. So he's testing, you're right. Yeah. He's testing him because he just told him, don't believe it. And then, you know, here's a week later, it's happening.
Yes, sir.
Even the prophet Jeremiah said, "Amen. The Lord do so. The Lord perform thy words which thou hast prophesied to bring in the vessels of the Lord's house and all that is carried away captive from Babylon unto this place. Nevertheless, hear thou now this word that I speak in thine ears and in the ears of all the people, the prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence. The prophets which prophesied of peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him." That's what he basically just said. The Lord did send this message, but it's not going to happen now.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeremiah is alluding to, it will happen eventually.
Right.
But in the meantime, you guys are going to be carried away into Babylon. Then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and break it. And Hananiah spake in the presence of all the people, saying, "Thus saith the Lord, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet after Hananiah the prophet had broke the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Go and tell Hananiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. Wow. Mm-hmm. You did a pretty good theatrics there, Hananiah. That was very theatrical. Because you remember a couple chapters ago, for theater purposes, God had Jeremiah make these yokes, three of them, and one of them on his neck. And he's been wearing it for all these years. And Hananiah goes over there and breaks it off. He says, "Oh, that was cool. That was like, wow, showing great power."
Oh yeah.
But what you have just done is created yokes of iron, chains. "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. They shall serve him, and I have given him the beast of the field also." And said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, "Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee. Thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord." Now we said that came directly from an angel from the Lord, and it did, because the capital L was there. But we also talked many chapters ago how when these false prophecies came from angels, because God said to send them, that the prophet himself, who was not walking with his heart toward God, would have known. This prophet Hananiah is far from God at this point, and he's being used as a false vessel. So you see the punishment there, not following me with all your heart. You have accepted false information and said it came from me. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. Wonder what the king is thinking now.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, and I tell you, that reverts right back to about four episodes ago. God says false teachers and prophets and preachers. And he uses the word preacher and pastor, which was not a common word at the time. And it hasn't been a common translation. Let's put it that way. Because it applies to this modern time, pastor and preacher. He says, I will treat them that give the false word from me as murderers and thieves. And what is the punishment for murder, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah, that's stoning.
So death. And so Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month that he gave the false prophecy to King Zedekiah. Chapter 29, book of Jeremiah. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captives, and to the priests and to the prophets and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. Now one good thing came out of that last episode for Jeremiah. He no longer carries around the wooden yoke on his neck. After that, Jeconiah the king and the queen and the eunuchs, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, and the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem by the hand of Elisha, the son of Shaphan, and Gemariah, the son of Hilkiah, while Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon, build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives of your sons and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. So earlier, when Babylon came the first time and he paid them off, he took a bunch of them, but left the royals and a big portion. And the king here is now sending letters to those in captivity saying, multiply while you're there. He's thinking about maybe this is Israel thing. You know, they went into Israel they went into Egypt as 70 persons, and they came out, we estimate, around 2 million. So he's telling them to do that. Go ahead and just start multiplying there, and maybe we can get large enough, and one day we'll come out. And seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which ye cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. And that's basically what Hananiah was alluding to, but he had it framed in the wrong sense. So it was partially true, but told about the wrong time period, because most of the vessels would be returned at that time, when Cyrus the Great ordered the temple to be rebuilt and the Israelites to return to their land. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to do you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Ye shall seek me and find me, and ye shall search for me with all your heart. Now he's not talking about the new temple and the law. God never inhabited the second temple because the Ark of the Covenant was never there. It's been hidden ever since the first covenant was, since the first temple was looted. But that's, you got to look at the word heart there. Don't look for me in the law. If you look for me, you'll find me in your heart. And I will be fond of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity and will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again unto the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive, Now, God has just done a time warp there from, I'm going to bring you out of Babylon, to, I'm going to bring you all together in the end days, because in 70 AD, they were scattered to the wind. At this time, they were just taken to Babylon. And you got to look for the time warps in Jeremiah and Isaiah. He will jump hundreds and thousands of years sometimes. So he first talks about, yes, you're going to be released from Babylon in 70 years. And it's interesting that it was also 70 AD that they were dispersed into all the nations of the world. And he says, I'm even going to bring you back at a certain time where you were carried away captive into the four winds. Because ye have said, the Lord hath raised us up prophets in Babylon. Know that thus saith the Lord of the king that sitteth upon the throne of David, and of all the people that dwelleth in this city, and of your brethren that are not gone forth with you into captivity. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and I will make them like vile figs. They cannot be eaten. They are so happy. They are so evil. And God had told them earlier through Jeremiah, I'm going to take you into Babylon. I'm going to take care of you there. In fact, those of you who leave on your own and go there will be blessed, because this is a punishment coming from me, that you're going to be excavated from your promised land because of your disobedience. So just go now into Babylon. And he's saying the ones who are there, because they went there, and the ones who were carried away in the minor carryings away that Babylon did during the tribute time, they're being taken care of and they're being blessed. And God says, those who have stayed in the land, I'm going to bring the sword onto them, because they have disobeyed me by staying there. And I will persecute them with the sword and with the famine, with the pestilence, and will deliver them to be removed to all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse and an astonishment and a hissing and a reproach among all the nations, whether I have driven them. And there you see another time warp. He jumps to 70 AD again. You have to look for it, because they have not hearkened to my words, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servants, the prophets, raising up early and sending them, but ye would not hear, saith the Lord. Hear ye therefore the word of the Lord, all ye of the captivity whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon. I have sent. How many times have you heard in the churches from the pulpits that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, went and took those people away? No, he was a servant of the Almighty God. By the time Daniel was done with him, he was an all full of his heart servant of the Almighty God. In fact, he wrote one chapter of the book of Daniel. This was God's plan. Nebuchadnezzar was a servant of God, and he was used as a tool of God. God had proclaimed it many prophets ago and said, I'm going to do this thing. You need to go along with this thing. Those who go along with this thing will be blessed. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, of Ahab, the son of Coliah, and of Zedekiah, the son of Messiah, which prophesy a lie unto you in my name, behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes. And of them shall be taken up a curse by all the captivity of Judah, which are in Babylon, saying, the Lord make thee like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire. Oh, wow. Disobey God, Christian, and it can end like that. And all along the way, for years, the God will put the rod to your back, like he did, until it ends in terrible, terrible turmoil and death for you, because you won't turn around. There are places in this Bible that says, God, I will work with you. I will work with you. I will work with you. All you have to do is obey me, but there's going to come a time when I will destroy your flesh to preserve your soul. Because they have committed villainy in Israel and have committed adultery with their neighbor's wives, and have spoken lies, words in my name, which I have not commanded them, even I know, and they may witness, saith the Lord. Thus shalt thou also speak to Shemaiah and the Nehelamite, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, behold, because thou hast sent letters in thy name unto all the people that are in Jerusalem, and to Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah, the priest, and to all the priests, saying, The Lord hath made thee priest in the stead of Jehoiada, the priest, that they should be officers in the house of the Lord for every man that is mad, and maketh himself a prophet, that thou shouldest put him in prison and in the stocks. Now therefore, why hast thou not reproved Jeremiah, Anathoth, which maketh himself a prophet to you? For therefore he sent unto us in Babylon, saying, The captivity is long, build ye houses, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat of the fruit of them. And Zephaniah the priest read this letter in the ears of Jeremiah the prophet. And came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Send to all them of the captivity, saying, Thus saith the Lord concerning Shemaiah the Nehilamite, because that Shemaiah hath prophesied unto you, and I sent him not, and he caused you to trust in a lie. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will punish Shemaiah the Nehilamite and his seed, and he shall not have a man to dwell among the people, neither shall he behold the good that I will do for my people, saith the Lord, because he hath taught rebellion against the Lord. So basically, in that letter we talked about just a little while ago, he was telling them to set up homesteads there. Just dwell, start having children, and increase, and make yourselves at home in Babylon. God never wanted them to make themselves at home in Babylon. He was sent them there as a punishment, and he said, I will take care of you while you're here, but I've already planned your exit 70 years from now. Another false preacher. And Jeremiah and Isaiah both, they take a baseball bat to religion, and they take a baseball bat to false pastors and false preachers. You have to prove what comes from the pulpit. You have to prove what you're hearing in your church. God says, I treat false preachers and pastors as murderers and thieves, and I will also punish the parishioners that sit under the false pulpit because they have the book right in front of them and they can prove it. But if you choose to sit under a false teacher, Christian, you're going to be punished for it. He's going to be punished more for it, but you're going to be punished for it also because you have the opportunity right here. The most publicized book in the entire world, the greatest bestseller of all time, the Holy Bible, is available right now for a limited time everywhere. You can find one on any place that you go, but there's going to come a time, the book says here, that the Word of God will be removed from this world.
Yeah, it'll be completely illegal to have one.
Burned, destroyed. The speaking of the Word of God will be illegal. So you have it right here. You need to prove the preachers and the teachers that you're listening to. And I tell you, if it's a feel-good message, you need to run away from it. If it's a prosperity message, you need to run away from it. If you don't leave church sometimes with some guilt in your heart, something's wrong. Chapter 30, Book of Jeremiah, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, Write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. And these are the words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. Now remember, this is a 23-year campaign of preaching the same message. You're going to be carried away if you don't turn your heart. And every time he would tell them, turn your hearts to God. And God says he will repent of the evil he's going to cause you.
We'll be back with more spiritual insights on Between the Lines after a brief message from our sponsors. Stay tuned.